You're now standing in Parliament Square, surrounded by the statues of politicians and social campaigners from all across the globe who are considered to have done great things for the people of their nations. If you look around, you'll be able to spot recognizable figures such as Nelson Mandela, Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi, Millicent Fawcett, the only woman commemorated here having had her statue erected in 2018, and you'll also see Winston Churchill. Churchill is probably the most famous member of Parliament of all time, and his statue is the one closest to the palace, staring straight at it from his place across the street. As you stand in the square, look across to the huge building opposite, with a tower on the far right and the clock on the far left. You're now facing your final palace of the Westminster tour, the Palace of Westminster. You may know this building better as the Houses of Parliament, and both would be right. Originally, there was a palace on this site in the 11th century, and it was used as a primary royal home until the reign of Henry VIII, when he moved out and into his larger palace of Whitehall, which stood near to where Horse Guards Parade is today. When Henry's son came to the throne, he decided to give the empty palace to Parliament, because Parliament had existed in one form or another for over 200 years, but they had no permanent place to work by the 1500s. They had to go wherever the king told them to, and it could be anywhere in the entire country. But from 1547, they've been meeting here inside this royal palace, and that is still the case today. The palace belongs to His Majesty, and Parliament meets inside this building with his permission only. However, this is not the original palace. There was a fire here in 1834 that demolished the original building, so you're actually looking at a Victorian reconstruction, built to look much older than it actually is. There's only one surviving piece of the original palace, and it's the piece closest to the road. If you look ahead and slightly to the right, you will see one long rooftop that runs along the building closest to the street. There's a black tower about 3/4 of the way to the right on top. This rooftop sits on top of one giant room called Westminster Hall. Built in 1097, Westminster Hall has seen many huge events throughout its existence. Previously, it was the highest court in the country, and all the major nationwide trials were held here. In 1605, a man named Guy Fawkes was arrested here after attempting to blow up the Houses of Parliament. In 1649, King Charles I was tried here after he lost the Civil War against Parliament. And if you remember the film Braveheart, then you will be familiar with William Wallace, who also faced his trial in the hall. Westminster Hall was also the site of coronation celebrations for centuries. Kings would have their crowning in the abbey, then walk across a purple carpet into Westminster Hall for a 13-hour feast and party. All the king's friends and family were invited inside, and then regular people, like us, would stand here in the courtyards, where there would be massive fountains flowing with real wine. Anybody could grab their cup and come down to celebrate the new king or queen. Unfortunately, however, they stopped doing that in the 1820s, after King George IV hosted such an elaborate coronation party that he bankrupted the entire royal family. Westminster Hall was also the site of the laying in state of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. After her death in Scotland, her body was brought to London, and her casket was placed in Westminster Hall, where the public were invited to come and pay their respects to their departed queen before her funeral on the 19th of September, 2022. It is estimated over 1 million people came to visit the Queen's casket, and they lined up in a queue that at some points would last for over 24 hours. However, as interesting as Westminster Hall may be, there's only one iconic symbol of London that everybody recognizes from all across the globe, and of course, I'm talking about Big Ben. Now, position yourself wherever you would like so that you have a good view of the clock tower, and then play the next clip.